Oh, it's just great to be back, Mark. Great to be back on the field, and obviously I've been getting going again and this week, and but it's just good to get back to work. Let me do my business here. Leckler's sick today, got the flu. He was not here today, and then we had Joe Mays was out, Sharpton was out, Wade Smith was out, Ryan Griffin was out, Sharpton was out, Albert Mack was out, Mike Muhammad was out. So we had a work cut out for us today, but we had a good practice. My indications are that I will be able to. I had a big appointment yesterday. I talked to him yesterday, and if everything goes well this week, yes, I will. So I feel great today. I don't foresee any reason why I won't be doing it, Mark. So. No, they've got me on a kind of a different schedule. Kind of hard to adjust to, but I'm adjusting to it. So I'm listening to them. Obviously, got a lot of people telling me what I need to do, and you know, some great people over there at Methodist that I've been dealing with for the last week and a half. And plus, my wife is pretty rough to deal with right now. So I'm listening, doing what they tell me to do. Kind of building me back up. So I don't know how many I have today, but I still got plenty to do. I know that. So. You know, Mark, Coop told me to get ready for that question. I said, I really don't remember a whole lot. You know, I just I remember right before the half not feeling very good, had a headache. That's about the last thing I remember. And then from there, I was over at the hospital talking to some different people. So that's about it.
I need to ask you a really important question. Did Ben Jones write your
point? No. I was just jacking with the guys when I came back. I was teasing with him. I said, when I talked to him last week, I said, you know, a lot of you guys would lose your man card if y'all saw some of your text messages, your teammates. So, and then I said, I'm going to read Ben's card. He wrote me a poem, and they gave him a hard time. I was just giving him a hard time.
He sent us a note saying,
he must have went and wrote it right after we talked. So, no, he did not do that. You know what? It all gets back to football. You know, I mean, obviously, I know there's a lot said and this and that, but you know, I talked to Edge yesterday. We're playing young guys, and we really like the way DJ's playing and Shiloh's playing. His role, you know, became diminished, especially the last few weeks. And in all fairness to him, like I told him, you know, in respect to his career and who, you know, what he's done, and for us to be in a situation where we're playing him 8 to 10 plays, and that was going to continue with the way we're doing it right now. You know, I thought it was fair to him to give him an opportunity to play somewhere else or do, you know, whatever he wanted to do. So that's how we came to the conclusion. He and I talked about that yesterday, and we'll continue with these young guys that have been doing a good job.
Gary, do you think that the perception is, whether it's true or not, you cut a guy because
he's
critical of the
coaching staff? No, that's just part of it. I mean, when you're sitting here in the position that we're in right now, obviously there's a lot of disappointment. So, you know, every little thing gets magnified, but the bottom line, it gets down to playing football. And we've got some really challenges on our hands right now as a team. And we had, what, 5 new faces out there today trying to teach them how we practice and what we do. So we just got to stay focused on that as coaches and find a way to, you know, get ourselves going back in a positive direction, because we're, you know, we're doing a lot of good things. We're playing extremely hard. We've lost some close football games. It's tough to handle, and you know, we got to find a way to get over that. You talking about? I wouldn't know what to tell you. I mean, you're asking me about that night. I really don't remember a whole lot about it. You know, I don't. And I'd rather not talk about some of those things, to be honest with you. But it just feels great to be back. I can tell you that. You know, you have true appreciation for the opportunity you have, and the opportunity to be around the players, be around y'all, and come back and do my job again. So I have a true appreciation for that. Yeah, I've been asked that. I mean, I don't know that. I mean, I wasn't doing anything different than I've always done. You know, I guess it just makes you stop and think a little bit. And, you know, I've been through a lot of good times in this league, going through a hard time right now. But it's nice to go through any time, you know, and to be doing what you love to do. So,
a couple more, guys.
The rest of the year as far as to see where
No, I wouldn't say that. I'm going to keep going week to week. Matt's working really hard. I know Matt wants back on the field. I think Case has played really well and done a lot of good things. He has made some, you know, a lot of mistakes too that he's got to correct. Been in some close ball games with the ball in his hand at the end of the game. You know, we got to get over the hump there. But I think we just keep going. I think he needs a little pressure on him to continue to have to play well and stay in there. And I'm not going to give anybody anything, you know, and much less the quarterback. Yes, if I can remember everybody. We brought Joan Starling back, a safety, who was with us in camps. He's on our active roster. DJ Smith, all right, Coop, who was last with the Chargers as a linebacker that we brought in, will play special teams and be a backup linebacker. We have a couple of practice squad young men, wide receiver, Richardson, I think, if I'm right, and a young man here from Houston Means. So we added four new faces today. Ben basically did what he did last Wednesday. I don't know how he's listed on the report, but he did all the individual, took a few reps. He'll be monitored every week. So.
Gary, what's the latest on Arian's surgery?
Surgery will be tomorrow, John. I don't know what time. The surgery's in California tomorrow.
Gary, what becomes your guys' focus at 2-7, but you've still got, you know, less than half the season. Yeah.
Every day is a focus, you know. Obviously, we got to get going and win some football games. I mean, that's the key because, you know, I'm sitting here watching guys play. I watched J.J. play last week. I mean, he played tremendous in the football game, you know. Watching Andre continue to play at an extremely high level, watching Ben Tate give it up for this football team. And yes, we have a lot of situations going on with young players that are playing in some key positions, and especially for Joe's situation. But, you know, we're gonna keep battling. Our attitude is very positive. It's time to be strong, very strong. And that's what we're looking for, strengthen people, strengthen numbers as we move forward, and everybody having a positive attitude.
Last one.
I wasn't able to watch the whole thing. I watched parts of it. Very tough. I hurt with them. You know, I know they're ready to play. Wade did a great job with them last week. I know they're ready to play and played very hard and, you know, just come up a play short. So, but we've had a few of those this year, so we got to get over that and move on.
Thank you, Coach.
Just hard to watch. I don't know. It's hard to sit there and watch a football game when you've been there the whole time for the last 30 years. So hopefully I won't be watching too many more. All right, thank you.